Well, this stuff that they made was called champula.
Oh.
The white people down there started calling it Tom Fuller.
Well, I'm proud. I bet it was good.
Yeah, he said they didn't make it anymore. It was too much work. They'd get pearl hominy now from the store.
Yeah, but I have an Indian friend, and she was going to come down and spend, the family's going to spend the day with me, and she was going to bring an Indian dish, and it was a hominy dish she was going to bring, like the Indians made.
Boy, they have some rich food, yeah. I guess, mm-hmm. if they make out of hominy. He was talking about one that was made with hickory nuts and hominy.
Oh.
He said, ooh, that was good, but he'd never been so sick before or after in his life. They let him eat all he wanted one day.
Well, the sickest I ever got was on wild honey and black walnuts.
Whoa.
I thought I would die. We picked out just about a gallon of black walnuts, and then we robbed a bee tree, and I just put honey on those walnuts. Did I ever get sick?
Oh my goodness, what rich food.
How in the world did he ever crack the hickory nuts, I'd like to know.
Well, no, it was all mixed up for him. Mm-hmm. This was a dish that they made. They cooked the hickory nuts right in with the hominy.
With the hull on them?
No, they were cracked and shelled.
I know, but how can you ever shell a hickory nut? I've never been able yet to crack one.
Boy, I don't know.
Did you ever crack one?
Yeah.
Well, I tried to crack one and it'd fly off and hit somebody near there. I never did crack one.
Well, I cracked them.
Hard walnuts is bad enough to crack.
Yeah.
The black walnut.
Picking those darn inside part out. Well, what do you call the outside part on a walnut? Not the hard part, but the green part outside of that.
Well, hulls is what we always call
inside
it.
That, the hard part is
the shells. And then the hull is outside. And my mother used to dye. My mother always dyed carpet rags, and she would use those walnut hulls.
Oh.
They made a pretty color.
Well, it doesn't come out either.
No, it never comes out. And then to get it pretty yellow, she used the shoemake.
Hmm.
The old it's S-U-M-A-C. Mm-hmm. We call it a shoemake. And we'd gather those heads and put them in the big kettle and dye. And then if we wanted green, we'd put bluing in. If that was yellow.
Uh-huh.
And we wanted something green, while we'd pour in a bottle of bluing and we could make green.
Well, I'll be darned.
We dyed, my mother always, her old faded things we made into carpet rags, we wanted bright colors while we dyed.
Did you pick these shoemake berries when they were red or when
they
were green?
Yes, after they matured in the fall of the year.
Uh-huh. Crack them or just put them in and boil them?
Just put them in and boil them, the heads. Just break off the heads and put them in and boil them.
What did you do for red?
Well, I don't remember if I was having anything red. I suppose Indians had something that they had used red. And then she'd use copperas to make it pretty yellow, too.
Mm.
Copperas would make it pretty yellow.
That's kind of dangerous, though, isn't it?
For carpet rags, I wouldn't.
Oh, I guess not for carpet rags. I was thinking about clothing.
No. They just
what
told
is that? Copper arsenate, or
I don't know what it is, but copperas is what she gets some of that and put it in a bucket, you know, and dip something in, make yellow. Of course, we'd wrench it good, you know, mm-hmm. afterwards, but it would never come out, make it just as yellow as it could be. That I don't know why she just didn't buy diamond dyes. I think. Later on, I think she got to getting diamond, what they call diamond dyes. Mm-hmm. Now we get something else we dye with.
Red?
Red, red.
Yeah, good old red.
Yeah, red. But
sure can get a colored bathtub that way.
Yeah. Well, they make out like you've used in the washing machines. I don't know whether you can or not.
No, I can't quite see that. Maybe you can, but
I don't believe I'd want to put it in my washing machine anyhow.
Mm-hmm. What did you call the inside of the walnuts, the part that you ate?
Walnut meat, or kernel.